And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. The Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the Community Rec Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And a research mission is bringing new technology to Saginaw Bay later this summer. From July 29th through September 4th, scientists with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory will operate an uncrewed surface vessel known as SeaTrack as part of the SHARC project, which studies harmful algal blooms in Lake Huron. Based out of Sebring, the autonomous craft will collect water data while traveling throughout the bay, including areas as far north as Caseville. Officials are reminding boaters and other water users to keep a distance of at least 200 feet from the vessel while it is conducting its research. And the Oliver Township Board of Trustees created a new branch of their government. In May, the board adopted an ordinance that confirmed they established the Oliver Township Planning Commission using Michigan's Planning Enabling Act. Sections of ordinance outline the scope, purpose, and intent of the commission, the terms, compensation, and the meetings of the newly created commission as well. Among the duties that the Planning Commission will be responsible to handle are subdivision and land division recommendations. A new effort to address housing needs across Huron County is getting underway after the Huron County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority secured a $40,000 rural readiness grant from the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The funding will support a countywide housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying housing shortages, affordability concerns, and obstacles to future residential development. Officials say the project is the first comprehensive review of its kind for Huron County. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, managed by the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, is partnering with planning and consulting firm McKenna to complete the study. Researchers have begun gathering data and will soon launch a public survey, along with community outreach events scheduled throughout the summer. Local leaders say the information collected will help guide future planning decisions, encourage investment and support efforts to expand housing options for residents while strengthening the county's workforce and economy. Huron County residents are encouraged to participate in the upcoming survey to help shape recommendations for future housing development. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.